We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I want to get into something that Gandhi posted on Instagram. I know this has been going on in her life for a while now, and now she's coming out and talking about it in the public. So,
I wonder if she's in the bathroom. I didn't see her outside when I was torturing everyone with Annabelle.
Danielle, oh, here she is. That Annabelle doll is driving everyone insane. Oh, it's so creepy.
I've got videos of everyone at different radio stations, and it's fantastic.
That Annabelle doll. We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
Hi, Gandhi.
Hi.
So I'm talking about the post that you put up on Instagram.
Ew.
When did you post this?
Yesterday, last night.
And now you have over 1,000 comments.
Oh.
So, as you know, Gandhi took a trip to Thailand and came back and ended up in the hospital for...
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then still, after that, residual recovery was long.
Yes.
Talk about it. This is about 3 months ago, okay?
Yes. Almost exactly 3 months. Well, when it all started happening, 3 months ago. So, I checked into the hospital on July 12th. I was there for 2 weeks, and then I was off the air with you guys for almost a month, which is crazy to think about. And then I had to have some procedures from that point. I had a couple stents, then I had a PICC line in my arm. There was just a lot going on, and I got better. So I feel really good right now.
And what was it exactly that they were fighting? Were they really clear as to what it really was?
Yeah. So the biggest issue was a kidney infection. Not a kidney stone. The infection of the kidney caused a lot of problems. But we recovered. I'm feeling good. And life is good. Knocking on wood about that. But then a few weeks ago, it was right before the Jets game, actually, that we all went to. I was combing out my hair on the couch. My boyfriend was there. And as I was combing my hair, it just started coming out in clumps. And when I say clumps, I know people are thinking, oh, little strings. Danielle, I showed you photos.
Yeah.
It was massive. And I just looked at it and I panicked because I thought, oh my God, I'm dying. What is happening again? This is crazy. So I thought maybe it was a one-off. And every day since then, the same thing has been happening. Every time I comb my hair, it is just, I don't know how I have any hair left at this point. So, of course, I talked to my doctors about what was going on, and they said it is called something called telogen effluvium. And so many people deal with it all the time, and I guess nobody ever really talks about it. And what it is hair loss about 3 months after a traumatic medical event. And that can be anything from COVID to having a baby to surgery to what I went through. All of these different things that can cause your hair to fall out. And it is just coming out. So I got really sad about it. I was like crying every day. I might cry right now. I'm not really sure why because I'm okay about it. But I decided to just cut it off because it was so bad. And, you know, the longer it is when all that hair is coming out, it just looks dramatic. And I didn't want to keep seeing it every day. So I gave myself a chop. Actually, Dina with the pink hair did it. And I feel a lot better. And it seems a little less dramatic today when I brushed it out. But yeah, I had no idea that this was even a thing that happened. And it would have been nice to have a heads up. But it doesn't happen to everybody. It apparently happens to a lot more people than I ever knew about.
Well, and you can see it, especially in the response you received to this text. Over 1,000 people, a lot of them saying, I went through the same exact thing.
Yes.
And I can't imagine, Danielle, anyone, how traumatic it is to have your hair coming off in clumps. And guys, if you're wondering like how it feels, well, if you're starting to bald like I am in the back, it's been a slow process. Yours was like an immediate process.
Yes.
And so, and also, I guess it could be a relative to people who go through chemotherapy.
Absolutely.
And lose their hair. I'm assuming it's your body going through something very traumatic where it's fighting something off, which is what you were going through.
Yes.
And what chemo patients do as well.
Absolutely.
And so, and the emotional toll it took on you, and still is,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I just, especially like, you know, losing hair for anybody is very traumatic, and Indian people really put a lot of value on their hair. You know, it's probably pretty stupid, the amount of value that we put on it, but I've just always had so much, and now, like, I don't, and it's so weird, and I don't know why I'm crying, because it's just hair.
No, but still, that, I mean, it's a part of you, and it was something important to you. And I think you're doing a great job dealing with it, because I know behind the scenes you do get upset, I know. But I think you're so strong, and I think that, you know, you've just done an amazing job. And I mean, I love you. I don't know what else to say. I just love you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it, and you guys are great.
And it will grow back,
yeah.
Right?
It will grow back, yeah.
This is temporary.
Hopefully.
I mean, imagine walking down the street and your arm falls off.
Yeah, well that, yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I mean, because it is a part of you.
Yeah. It definitely is. It's, you know, people are like, it's not your identity. It's not who you are. And it's not. You're right. I mean, things change and life changes. But when it's just like, for me, it was out of nowhere and I wasn't ready for it.
Right.
And now it's just this thing that's been part of me for so long, and so much of it, it's just not there, and it's so weird.
And plus, you've just been through so much crap with this, you know, with all these ailments and hospital, and it's like, can I get a break?
No.
Do you know what I mean? That's what it feels like.
You know, there's that, but then I think, oh God, stop being a baby about it. You know, like, there are people who are losing their hair, and they have cancer, and I'm just losing hair right now. And
you're healthy otherwise.
And I'm healthy otherwise.
As far as we know.
I'm feeling good, yeah. Knocking on wood again. I'm feeling good, and I hope that it stays this way, and it will grow back, and, you know, there's so much fake hair in the world. Let me tell you, people who rock a bald head, I am so impressed by you.
Yeah.
Or you snatch a wig, girl.
I can't do it. I'm not a bald head person. I have a unicorn horn on the left side of my brain.
Well, it's a whole other thing.
It's over here. Some people call it a devil horn.
You should see just the text coming in now. I had terrible anxiety and depression for months because of my hair falling out. I totally understand. I had a baby 3 months ago. I'm going through the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I guess a baby falling out of you is going to be traumatic for your body.
Yeah.
Happened to me after COVID. Gandhi, as an Indian girl myself, I know what you're going through. Happened to me. A lot of people saying after babies it happened to
them. Yeah, it's a thing.
Started losing my hair randomly. No one could explain. Lost half of it. It grew back completely 3 months later. Never happened to me, but I feel your pain. Your hair is beautiful. I just saw it.
Thanks.
I had terrible anxiety and depression. More people say, yeah, a lot of people saying it happened to them too.
Yeah. And one of the things I find so interesting and kind of ironic is stress can make your hair fall out. So they're like, you know, try to relax. Yep. How am I supposed to relax when these clumps are coming out of my
head?
Exactly. I can't relax.
Exactly.
So now every time I panic, I'm like, don't panic. Your hair's going to fall out. Like,
don't tell me to relax.
Yeah. I am calm. Yeah. So
Okay, just hang in there.
Hanging in.
You're doing a great job. And you're owning it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Don't really have a choice.
I think the cut's adorable, too.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. It rained on me this morning. I was so mad because I was like, I'm going to come in with my short hair and it's going to be a debut. I got out of the car and got rained on. Now it's like a wet poodle. But I also just want to say, first of all of you guys are amazing and you're awesome. The girls in here, Danielle, Sam, and Diamond specifically, have been awesome. Sam came in with like supplements and she's like, just try this. I think that it might work. Danielle checks on me every day and she's like, I'm sorry. I know that it's so hard. And Diamond immediately started looking for wigs because she wants me to join her in the wig and weave.
Snatch a wig.
Party. Yep. So.
Are you looking at wigs?
Oh, yeah. All day.
Okay. She's like, this is going to be so fun. It's not fun, but so fun. So right. It's good to have a support system. I love you guys.
Love you.
And I will stop being a baby about it.
Because you're not being a baby.
You're not being a baby at all. So when, do you remember the date you started to notice that hair was falling out?
It was 3 weeks ago on Sunday. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. It was the day of the Jets game, the Jets and the Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's look at 2 more months. Just hang in there. Hang in there.
I don't think I'm going to have any hair left. Okay. I just don't see how it can keep.
It'll come back.
It will come back.
It'll come back.
It'll regenerate. And you're like stone crabs. They lose a claw and they grow back.
Yeah. I think you should get different colored wigs. Like one day you come in as a blonde. The next day you're a brunette. The next day you're a ginger. I mean, you know.
I think you should Jada Pinkett Smith that thing.
Oh, God. No, I'm telling you, I do not have a head to be bald. Okay. Some people have great, perfect heads. When you shaved your head, by the way, it looked good.
Yeah, you have a good
and
head.
All of this has really been making me think a lot about Alex because I know that he went through a lot and he lost his hair. Yeah. And whether you're a man or a woman, it is tough to just suddenly lose something that you've had for so long.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, there you go. We love you, Gandhi.
Thank you. I love you guys too.
At Baby Hot Sauce on Instagram if you want to see the full story. It's very well written. All right, we got a $1,000 free money phone tap coming up.
Another free money phone tap coming up next.
Don't call me ever again.
For the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show free money phone tap, no purchase necessary. Void in Montana, New Mexico, Washington, and where prohibited. For more info and rules, go to ElvisDuran.com/contest. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.